It's the first of the month, so cash your checks and get up. You're listening to King of the Ring Radio. King of the Ring Radio, where we take you out of the neutral corner and right smack dab into the center of the combat sports world. I am your host, Jordan Big Right Hand Betancourt. And my guest today is none other than Sokana Kubati. Sokana, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jordan.
You're very, very welcome, Sokana. If you don't already know Sokana, then you are most definitely familiar with her products. She works for Pro Boxing Equipment. In fact, her uncle owns Pro Boxing Equipment. And Pro Boxing Equipment has become ubiquitous in the world of combat sports. And the business, like I said, was started by her uncle in the 1970s. And we'll get to that first. But first, Sokana, how long have you been a student here at Los Angeles Pierce College?
About 3 years.
About 3 years? Has it been a good 3 years?
It's been a rough time. I've been changing majors. I was like a bio major, then computer science, now back to nursing.
Now you're a nursing major.
Mm-hmm.
Do you plan on transferring?
Yes.
Where do you plan on transferring to?
Probably Cal State Fullerton or actually the nursing program here at Pierce.
I heard their program's pretty good.
Yeah, it's really competitive.
Shout out to the Pierce Nursing Program.
Right.
Did you grow up out here in the San Fernando Valley?
Yeah.
You did?
Mm-hmm. So I was born at the Granada Hills Hospital.
Granada Hills Hospital. Not too many people, when they're born in Los Angeles, ever move away. And if they ever move to Los Angeles, they stick around for a long time. They don't tend to leave. Probably a good reason for that. So Kata, have you yourself ever competed in any combat sport?
With friends, but not really like a professional fight.
Right.
Yeah.
So what sports were those? Was it wrestling, boxing?
Just a little sparring and here and there, getting trained by a trainer at our boxing gym.
Your family has a boxing gym?
Yeah.
Oh, where is that located?
That's in, it used to be in DeSoto and Osborne, but they...
DeSoto and Osborne. So right. That's fairly close to campus.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken.
It's on, what's called, the closest, it could be near, the gym is called Master Syed Kubati.
Master Syed?
Syed. That's
Syed.
My uncle's name.
The name.
I see. Actually, the gym's name is American Hapkido Gym.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he's the head of the gym. He's the sensei.
Yes. His name is Syed Kubati.
And that's where you trained at?
Yeah.
That is very cool. Would you ever want to compete in a combat sport in the future?
I think I'm too old for it.
Why do you think that, Sokana?
Because I feel once you're 20, it's too late to get into combat. And
fun fact, James Toney did not take up the sport of boxing until the age of 19. And he went on to become one of the greatest fighters in the history of the sport. Sergio Martinez was 20 years old when he took up boxing. So
maybe I'll take it into consideration.
It's a very real possibility.
Right.
So, our listeners, they can't see right now, but you are wearing a traditional headscarf known as a hijab. Would you ever be interested in wearing the Nike Pro hijab, which was just released this March, if you were to ever compete?
I was actually at the gym earlier before this broadcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What gym were you at?
At 24 Hour. And
picking up heavy things and putting them back down?
It was more of a chest and abs day. So,
oh, nice.
And I was actually wearing a bootleg style of the Nike one. And
right.
I think Nike should have started the game on like a long time ago, because we started that like years ago.
Oh, really? Nike wasn't the first to come out with that?
Not really.
When you say we, do you mean Pro Boxing Equipment, your company? You have a variation of this?
My uncle sews, so he knows how to make them.
Right.
But we actually haven't sold any, because not many Muslims in America actually do combat.
So there just isn't a big market.
It's not really a big market, yeah.
Right.
So, but there's like Muslim websites that you go to buy hijab, and they have the sport type of hijab, so.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That is very cool. Mm-hmm. But you're not a huge fan of Nike. And they're just not being on the ball, not ahead of the curve.
Yeah, they should have been, like, long time ago.
And then trying to take credit for being these innovators.
Yes.
Gotcha. So, Kana, what is your favorite combat sport to watch on television or in person?
Probably basketball.
Basketball?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, favorite combat sport.
It's
boxing, wrestling, WWE. Right. I guess that counts. Kickboxing. No, you don't think it counts?
Kickboxing. I actually did some kickboxing, so yeah, kickboxing.
Oh, you did? That's mm-hmm. your favorite?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever go to any of the live events, whether it's kickboxing or boxing, perhaps?
I actually went to one of the events at Las Vegas.
Really?
So we stayed at a hotel there. It was pretty cool.
Which event was it?
It was the Manny Pacquiao.
What?
Yeah.
The heck?
My uncle, like, he hooked it up with the tickets, so, yeah.
It's a good thing we're on the radio and not television, because the viewers would be able to see my eyes turn green with envy.
Mm.
Did you have a good time with that fight?
Yeah, but it was pretty too much, like, fighting going on. I couldn't take it.
I don't like violence. Oh, you don't like violence?
No, I don't.
Kind of a conflict of interest with your business, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And the fight itself, it wasn't all that entertaining. Didn't really live up to the expectations and the hype.
Right.
I mean, people had these huge pay-per-view parties and just got let down. A lot of people feel like
they don't want to go,
and they don't want to pay for another pay-per-view again, because that was so terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever want to go back to Vegas and catch another fight?
Probably.
Perhaps?
Yeah.
This upcoming weekend, actually, there's a big fight going on. Canelo Alvarez and Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be in Vegas.
Right. Are you going?
I really wish that I could. But
busy tickets, with school?
Not so busy to where I wouldn't go if I had tickets. But there are thousands of dollars for even a nosebleed seat. And right now, I'm just a college student trying to get by and make my way in the world, and I can't really shake that right now.
I agree.
Do you have a favorite boxer or a fighter?
I skip around, so.
You skip around?
Yeah.
Who would you say that it is now?
I used to be a big fan of Manny.
You were a big fan of Manny, mm-hmm. but not anymore.
Not anymore. After that fight, I was like...
After the Floyd Mayweather fight, that's what completely...
Yeah, I was like, maybe it's Mayweather. No, I'm just kidding.
So now Mayweather is number one.
Sorry, Manny. I just...
Maybe he's listening. You never know. He should be getting ready for his next fight, but you do have to take some time. Was it the way that he lost, or was it the way that he acted after the loss? Because I know there was a lot of controversy about that. He came out after the fact claiming that he had some phantom shoulder injury
mm-hmm.
to, I believe, his left shoulder, and that's what really prevented him from throwing the high volume of punches that he normally does in really almost all of his fights. And he came out after the fact and said, oh, my shoulder was hurt. And let me tell you something. I am a big fan of Manny Pacquiao, and I still am. That didn't sit well with me. I mean, you lost. Say, hey, Floyd won, but gosh darn it, I want my rematch. And just say that. Is that what kind of steered you away from Team Pacquiao? Yeah, I'm with you on that one. So, let's talk a little bit about your family's company.
Mm-hmm.
Pro boxing equipment. If you go to any boxing gym, any MMA gym, you're going to see the fighters wearing the gloves. You're going to see the heavy bags everywhere. Heck, if you just drive down the road, you're going to see one of their stores.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell us a little bit about pro boxing equipment. What do you carry? What do you do for the company? And what separates them from other companies?
I think our products are long-lasting, and they have a lifetime guarantee.
Really?
And, yes. And if you have any problem with your products, we would gladly fix it for you and without any charges or anything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And as for our products, we carry all types of products, MMA, Thai, and stuff like that, like Thai pads. We have clothing, too. We have a boxing shorts, Thai shorts, and shirts, stuff.
So the other companies, such as, let's think of a few, it's Everlast, Tidal, they don't have these guarantees, money-back guarantees?
They probably have it for like a few months, but I think they would charge you if there was like a little mess up on your dummy. Because my uncle, he actually makes the dummies and stuff.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So like if you torn apart your dummy, like he would just like fix it for you and without like any charge or anything.
Like one of the grappling dummies.
Yes.
All you'd have to do was package your dummy back up and just mail it back, and your uncle would sew it back together.
Yes.
So he's like a salesman and a doctor at the same time, bringing this dummy back to life.
Yes.
So Kano, would you like to one day run the company?
It seems like an all right business to run, but I think it's dying over time.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Maybe it's just me, but I kind of lose interest, and there's some, not much business, I guess.
Not much business?
Yeah, sometimes. Even though, like, we do have a contract with UFC gyms and stuff like that, but, like, on daily sales, it's not that much sometimes, so, yeah.
As far as attracting new customers.
Yeah. So, I'd rather stay with my MBA and nursing and just try to run my own hospital, I guess.
So you would like to get into hospital administration as well.
Mm-hmm.
That is very cool. My mom is actually a nurse.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Shout out to your mom.
Shout out to my mom. I hope she's home listening like she should be, but mom's always busy. If she's not, that's okay. Do you think, you had mentioned that sales, there aren't a lot of new clientele. If you're already into boxing, then you're going to look for the products, but if not, then if you don't take up the sport, then you're just not going to get into it. Do you think a lot of that has to do with the fact that a lot of these pay-per-views that are being staged and put on, people are shelling out all kinds of money, they're hearing this hype about it, and they may be there just a casual fan, and they go to their friend's house to watch it, and it just completely falls.
Yeah.
It just falls flat.
Yeah, it does.
Do you think that has a lot to do
with ourselves? And plus, it's really competitive. Like other companies like Tidal, Everlast, and stuff. And we have a lot of locations, so like it's really competitive and, and stuff.
We need to get better fights. Since PB has been so successful in boxing and martial arts, and it can be difficult to get new clientele, would they ever consider branching into other sports, providing equipment for a non-combat sport, perhaps?
Most likely. We do sell, like, basketball, soccer, and stuff like that. We sell, like, cleats for soccer.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. We sell all types of stuff, but mainly we're focused on boxing, and we sell like sandbags, heavy bags, and like the stands and stuff.
The stands?
Yeah.
The stands for the heavy bags.
Yeah, stands for heavy bags.
Oh, I understand.
Like, there's a three-tier of one that has like a speed bag on the side, and there's
I've seen those before.
Yeah.
Did PBE invent those?
Yes.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. Did you create the bag?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that they sell other products like soccer cleats.
Yes.
Do they keep the same branding, the same pro boxing equipment branding for the soccer cleat, or do they operate under a different name?
They have the same name, but like there's different styles, I guess.
Different styles.
Yeah. And we probably sell like some other brands, but most likely pro.
Kind of like, I think Tidal does that too. Yeah. They'll sell another company's brand.
Right.
Whether it be boxing shoes.
Right. But we don't make much off of that because it's another brand and stuff like that. Yeah.
Much smaller cut. Mm-hmm. But just to have it.
Yeah.
In the store.
In the store,
probably
yeah.
helps. Yeah, get more people to come in. It's like, oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. They probably
need a new grappling dummy.
Yeah, they probably need to like pre-order it before, like, because we have to like buy it and then ship it and stuff like that. Yeah,
that is true. Yeah. Do you help with the shipping and receiving for the company?
Yeah, I usually print out the invoices and like stuff. Mm-hmm.
Is that really mundane? Not the most fun thing.
Yeah, it's pretty boring.
Rather be doing schoolwork.
Yeah, gotta stay in school.
Of course. Even if you are the heavyweight champion of the world, you have to stay in school.
Right.
What do you think is the most important characteristic for a fighter to have to be successful? I know you don't box yourself or fight yourself, but you've been around the sport probably since you were just a baby.
Probably just train hard. Play hard, train hard, I guess.
Just an overall dedication.
Dedication and time.
To the sport.
Yeah.
That's got to be a difficult thing to acquire. I would imagine that you're either born with it or you're not.
No, you don't have to be born with it. You just, like, time and dedication, like I said, just set an alarm and say you have to do this and just go into that mindset. And
just say that you're going to get up in mm-hmm. the morning and run.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about that running. You said that you had just got back from the gym.
Yeah.
Lifting weights, picking up heavy stuff, putting it back down, wash, rinse, and repeat.
Right.
Do you also like to run?
Yes, I love running.
Where do you like to go run? Can you tell some of our viewers some of the good running spots here in Southern California?
Well, I love going hiking. There's a place called Wildwood Canyon in Burbank.
Wildwood Canyon?
Yeah.
It's in Burbank.
Yes.
Is it close to the airport?
There's a golf place. I'm not sure if near the airport. But, yeah, it's a pretty good place. It's more of going uphill. It's pretty nice. There's some slippery spots, so, like, you need to have that grip to go up.
So if we're getting another torrential downpour, which it mm-hmm. doesn't look like we'll have for a while, mm-hmm. you would need to proceed with caution.
Yes. And I usually run at the gym and just do a mile.
On the treadmill?
Yeah.
How do you keep focus running on the treadmill? Because me, myself, it's very difficult for me to stay on the treadmill for long periods of time. Now, I know that I'm exerting pretty much the same amount of energy, whether I'm running on the treadmill, whether I'm running at the beach, whether it's just out on the road. But for some reason, on the treadmill, it's just like, oh my gosh. And then I look down at the little meter that they have that keeps tracks of everything, and it says, you have gone 0.32 miles. And it's just so defeating
for me. It's like a living hell, yeah.
What do you do to try to counteract that? Keep it interesting.
Yeah. I just try to keep my rhythm, like my footsteps, and like if I'm listening to music, I just go by the beat. And pretty much.
So music would probably be mm-hmm. the number one. That's a good idea.
Right.
I usually like to be alone with my thoughts when I run.
Right. I just, like, go rock on with that heavy metal and go, yeah.
Heavy metal helps mm-hmm. you the most? Do you enjoy running, or is it just something that, hey, it's good for me, I should do it, so I'm going to do it?
I'm more on the gray side, like, in between. I'm like, it's good for me, but at the same time, I do love running, but I'd rather be in the middle part. Sometimes I don't like running.
In the middle part, like almost done with the run?
Yeah.
But then once it's over with, you get the endorphins firing off and everything feels good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now it's time, Sokana, for mythical matchups from the history of boxing. All right. First hypothetical battle we have today. Who do you think would win out of these two? Mike Tyson? And we're talking about, I'm not talking about mid-90s drug problem, only in the money, only in it for the money version, Mike Tyson. I mean, 1987, 88, primed up, running 6 miles every morning, out to conquer the world, Mike Tyson, versus Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali.
You think Muhammad Ali would win for sure? My uncle would, like, be your best friend for saying that. He definitely agrees. Why do you think Ali would get him?
I think Muhammad Ali had, like, better moves, and he would, like, literally work out day and night and just bust his ass to work out.
Yes, definitely. And he was, people forget how great of an athlete Ali was. They had never seen a heavyweight with, we had pretty good size. He wasn't overwhelmingly big, but the guy could have played in the NBA. He was that athletic, that agile, and strong, too. So on that first matchup, I most certainly agree with you. Not that you asked, but I would also have to go with Ali. He, excuse me, he had just been in a lot more big fights as well, whereas Tyson mainly had guys who were already afraid of him, and he didn't have much of a challenge in the first place, and they would just fall over. Next matchup. Your current favorite boxer, Floyd Mayweather Jr. versus Sugar Ray Leonard.
I would go with Mr. Floyd.
Mr. Mayweather. Yeah. Money Mayweather. Mm-hmm. Why would you pick Floyd?
Ever since the Las Vegas fight, that kind of changed my perspective, but I kind of have hope for him, I guess.
Kind of gave him, like, this mythical status. That Pacquiao was the one guy people said, you're afraid of this dude. You can't beat him, and that's why you haven't fought him throughout all these years. And then it finally happened, and that fight, at least in my estimation, was not even close.
Right.
Was not even close. And Pacquiao, he's one of the greatest fighters of all time, but it wasn't even close. So Sugar Ray Leonard against Floyd, actually, it's going to be, we're two for two now, because I'm also going to agree with you. I think that Floyd would make Leonard miss just enough, and Leonard had solid defense, but he wasn't the greatest defensive fighter of all time. I think Floyd would take a close 12-round decision in that fight. Next, Manny Pacquiao, your old favorite, versus Julio Cesar Chavez.
Julio Cesar Chavez, I mean, Junior Chavez. I think he would win the fight because...
Now we're talking about the dad, the older Chavez.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, I think he has a chance, like, against Pacquiao, but... actually, in between, I guess, would be a tie. Just kidding.
We must have some kind of psychic connection because I cannot... I think about that matchup sometimes, and I really can't decide who I think would win.
Yeah, it's just a...
It is just about as even as it can be.
Yeah.
All right, last one. Triple G... Gennady Gennadyevich Golovkin of Kazakhstan versus one of my favorite fighters of all time, Roy Jones Jr.
I actually don't know for that one. Since he's your favorite fighter, I guess I'll just go with him instead.
So we are then 4-for-4 in these matchups. Because you probably could tell that I was going to pick Roy Jones.
Because he's your favorite fighter.
And I really do think he would win. I just think his talent was just overwhelming. Triple G had never been in with somebody like him. Even though Triple G is one of my favorite fighters, I definitely think Roy would win. Well, so Kana, thank you very much for being on the show today. It was a pleasure.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Be sure to tune in next week for the next episode of King of the Ring Radio. For KPCRadio.com, this is Jordan Betancourt signing off.